Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God on today. I give God all the praise and all the glory today. I honor God today. I give him praise. I give him worship. Hallelujah. I bless his holy name on today. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to study the Word of God on tonight. It's been kind of rough because I've let this last week pass me. And I wasn't on a whole lot, but I got to get back into it. That's why I jumped on here tonight, because I can't let this keep. So I don't know who I'll be on tonight, but it's all right. If it's just me and the Holy Ghost, I'm going to be on here teaching. So I just thank and praise God for this opportunity tonight to be on our radio broadcast. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. I don't even know if I'll be able to find a song, but I'm not going to worry about it. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 103. Psalms 103. And it reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his name, his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He have not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. The heaven is high above the earth. So great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far have he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them that fear him." I have just read you the first 13 verses from Psalms 103. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Amen. Let's hear some music.
Well, I have your back.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight. Father, we just thank you right now. We praise you right now, God. We worship you now, God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We magnify your name, God. We glorify you on tonight, God. And we just come thanking you for this opportunity to study your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you tonight, God, to let me, Deborah, decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, move me tonight, God, and from myself, Lord, that the Holy Spirit may use this vessel. Take over tonight, Holy Spirit, and take control and have your way tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to teach us. Teach us, God. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Keep them covered in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them tonight, God, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Bless every member. Bless tonight, God. Every member, keep them covered in their families. Lord, bless this word. Bless our ears. Bless our minds that we may understand what you're saying, God. Open our heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. We're going to get ready. I'm going to get ready to read. Give me a second, let me go back. So we're on chapter 11 in Joshua, chapter 11 tonight. And I'll start from there. And it came to pass when Jabin, king of Hazor, had heard those things that he sent to Jobab, king of Madon, and to the king of Shimron, and to the king of Ashaphat, and to the king that were on the north of the mountains and the plains, south of Chinaroth, and in the valley, and in the borders of Dor, on the west, and to the Canaanites on the east and on the west, and to the Amorites and the Hittites, Perizzites and the Jebusites in the mountains, and to the Hivites under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. And they went out, they and all their hosts with them, much people, even as the sand that is upon the seashore in multitudes, with horses and chariots very many. All these kings were met together. They came and pitched together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. And the Lord, did we read this? Is this about the five kings? Do anyone remember? I don't think we read it. Anyway. Anyway, I'm going to keep reading. So Joshua came, and the Lord said unto Joshua, be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time will I deliver them up all slain before Israel. thou shalt hog their horses and burn their chariots with fire. So Joshua came and all the people of war with him against them by the waters of Merom suddenly, and they fell upon them. And the Lord delivered them into the hands of Israel, who smote them and clasped and chased them unto great Zidon, and up on Mizrephath Mim, and unto the valley of Mizpah eastward, and they smote them until they left them none remaining. And Joshua did unto them as the Lord bade him. He hogged their horses and burnt their chariots with fire. And Joshua at that time turned back towards Hazor and smote the king thereof with the sword, for Hazor before time was the head of all those kingdoms, and they smote all the souls that were therein with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was not any left to breathe, and he burned Hazor with fire. And all the cities of those kings, and all the kings of them, did Joshua take and smote them with the edge of the sword, and he utterly destroyed them as Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded him. But as for the cities that stood still in their strength, Israel burned none of them, save Hazor only, that did Joshua burn. And all the spoils of these cities and the cattle, the children of Israel took for a prey unto themselves, but every man they smote with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, neither left they any to breathe. And the Lord commanded Moses, his servant. So did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all the Lord's commands, of all the Lord's commanded Moses. So Joshua took all the land, that land, the hills, and all the south country, and all the land of Goshen, and the valley, and the plain, and the mountains of Israel, and the valley of the same, even from Mount Halak that goeth up to Seir, even unto Belgad in the valley of Lebanon under Mount Hermon, and all their kings he took and smote them and slew them. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, save the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon, all in battle. For it was the Lord to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favor, but that the might that he might destroy them as the Lord command Moses. And at the time came Joshua and cut off the Achims. From the mountain and from the Hebron, from Debar, from Anab, and from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel, Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. There were none of the Anakim left in the land of the children of Israel, only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod there remained. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their division by their tribes, and the land rested from war. Okay, chapter 12. Now these are the kings of the land, which the children of Israel smote and possessed their land on the other side of Jordan towards the rising of the sun, from the river of Arnon, Arnon, unto Mount Hermon, and all the plains on the east. Just 1 minute, y'all. Just 1 minute, y'all. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon and ruled from Oreah, which is upon the bank of the river Arnon, and from the middle of the river, and from the half Gilead, even unto the river Jabbok, which is the border of the children of Ammon, and from the plain to the sea of Kinneroth on the east, and upon the sea of the plain, even the south sea on the east, the way to Beth Jeshumoth, and from the south under Ashdod, Pisgah, and the coast of Og, king of Bashan, which was of the remnant of the giants that dwelt at Ashtaroth, and at Edrei, and reigned in Mount Hermon, and in all Bashan, unto the border of Gershurite and the Machathite and have Gilead, the border of Sihon, king of the Heshbon. Them did Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the children of Israel smite. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave it for a possession unto the Reubenites and the Gadites, and half tribe of Manasseh. And these are the kings of the country which Joshua and the children of Israel smote on this side Jordan, on the west from Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon, even unto the Mount Halak that goeth up to Seir, which Joshua gave unto the tribe of Israel for possession according to their division, in the mountain and in the valley and in the plains and in the spring and in the wilderness and in the south country, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and Jebusites, the king of Jericho, the king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, one the king of Jezar, one the king of Debar, one the king of Jeter, one the king of Hormah, one the king of Arad, one the king of Libna, one the king of Adullam, one the king of Makadash, one the king of Bethel, one the king of Topiah, one the king of Hefer, one the king of Aphek, one the king of Lashanaran, one the king of Madon, one the king of Hazor, one the king of Maron, one the king of Astapha, one the king of Tanach, one the king of Megiddo, one the king of Kadesh, one the king of Jokmeam or Carmel, one the king of Dor, the king of Dor in the coast of Dor, one the king of the nations of Gilgal, one the king of Tisera, one all the kings 30 and 1. Amen. So we've read chapter 11 and 12 of Joshua. We have a few questions we're going to answer. And then we're going to talk a little bit about it. In chapter 11, the question is, what did the king of Hazor try to do? Chapter 11. And I know we didn't do nothing all last week, and we kind of got behind, but we're going to have to get back on point. What did the king of Hazor try to do? And let me see if I can find it in the Bible so I can tell you what verse it is. This is in chapter 11 of Joshua. And when I first started, it came to pass when Jabin, king of Hazor, had heard those things that he sent to Jobab, king of Adon, and to the king of Sharon, and to the king of Ashaphah, and to the kings that were on the north of the mountain. So this is what they're saying here, that this king was getting other kings to fight against Israel. So that's why it's here. He was rounding up from the first verse, let me see, down to the, I'll say, they was trying to fight against Israel. He got these other kings together with him to fight against Israel. Okay, question number two. Their number, let me see. Let me find my questions, y'all. How many men did King Hazor and his company have? How many men? And let me find the verse for this. Okay. Okay, verse 4 says, they went out, they and all their hosts with them, much people, even as the sand that is upon the sea shore in multitude, with horses and chariots very many. So it's more than the sand on the seashore. That's in verse 4. What did Joshua do to the king of Hazor and his company? What did he do to him? It's the city of Hazor. Let me see. I'm just trying to find the verse. And Joshua at the time turned back and took Hazor and smote the king thereof with the sword. For Hazor before time was the head of all those kingdoms. So that's in chapter in verse 10 in chapter 11. Verse 10 in chapter 11. So this king, when he got all the other different kings to fight against Israel, and God told Joshua not to even worry about it because he was going to, he had his back. He had his back. Next question. In chapter 12, now we've gone on to chapter 12. We're going to talk a little bit about it, but we have to answer our question. At this time, how many kings had the children of Israel defeated? How many kings had they defeated? Let me see if I can find the verse. Oh, well. And I think it starts at verse 8. In the mountains, in the valleys, and in the plains, and in the streams, and in the wilderness, and in the south country, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, the king of Jericho, and they were counting them here. It should have been 31. It should have been 31 altogether, and they counted them. From starting at verse 8 or verse 9, they started counting them. Okay, and we didn't have but one question in chapter 12. So it's very interesting to me, and it's interesting to me because how God, as long as you're obedient, and do what God tell you to do, like Joshua is doing, you will find favor with God. God will fight all your battles for you. Now, that's it for up to date, on this day. If you're obedient and not lean to your own understanding, but if you would do what God tell you to do and not try to do stuff on your own, then God will have your back every time. But we, being humans, we make mistakes. A lot of times we don't do what God called us to do, or none of that. So we get in trouble with God. But Joshua, Moses had trained him well, and he had already seen what God could do. So God had been, because God let him went out there one day, God wasn't with him. He didn't tell him to do that. So now he's being very attentive, and he's being very obedient to the Lord. He's listening. He's listening to what God tell him to. So he won't, and he beat 31 kings. Let me see. Yeah. 31 kings it is, because he did what God told him to do. If you do what God tell you to do, you will have the same victory. You will have the same victory. Believe me, you will. So you have to know that it's important, and we all know that. It's important to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Yes, it is. It is. So does everyone understand anybody have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you so much. At least you did answer. Nobody else said anything. But go ahead.
Oh no, I didn't come on the beginning of it, But I thank and praise the Lord just allowed me to get on here right now, Apostle. But I understand exactly mm-hmm. what you're saying. I got part of it. You know, when you're being obedience to God, you know, that's the best way. If you abide yourself in him, he'll abide himself in you. You know, and the thing about it is that you're right. It's better to be obedient. It's better to be obedient to God because you get in trouble. You know, you get in trouble with God. You know, a whooping from your parents is totally different from a whooping from the Lord. You know, and I just thank, and praise God because I'm telling you, I mean, really, I thank and praise God for who he is and who he is in my life. You know, even in the midst of my storms, I still give him praise. You know, I still glorify him. You know, I just thank the Lord. Just I came on the end. I apologize. You know, but I just want you to know you're absolutely right.
But then I appreciate your comments and it still helped because we don't understand how important it is to be obedient. I'm telling you, when you obey God, you see what happened to Moses. Moses was God was with Moses all the time in the wilderness. And because he disobeyed God, he couldn't go to the promised land.
So
Tony, let me tell you something. If he loved Moses. He loved Moses.
Ma'am.
We have to be really, really careful and not lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge God and he'll direct our path. A lot of us going through some storms and going through some deserts and things, And we look into our own understanding instead of going to God and asking God, just like Joshua. He let Joshua fall one time. Joshua say, this not going to happen again. You don't have to tell me but once. And Joshua has been doing what he said ever since. So we must be careful. We have to be careful. I'm telling you, it's so important to be able to keep this word in this Bible, do what God say do, because when we do, you know God honors that, and he'll move for you. We already got the victory. We already won the battle because he said the battle is not ours, it's his. So we don't have to fight the battle. We gotta pray, study, you know, and stuff like that. But we don't have to fight our battles. God fight them. You're fighting. I thank God for that today because it's so many times we go through battles. We don't even know we in battles. We don't know we fighting against principalities, rulers of darkness, honey. We fighting a war, but we got God. We got the Lord on with us. So we ought to be thankful today that he'll fight every battle for us. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful because it's some battles I know I can't win on my own. I don't care what I do. I don't care how I do it, but I need God in every fight. I want him in every fight that I have. I want God there, the Spirit of God, because I can't win it by myself. I don't care how smart I think I am. I don't care what kind of PhD doctor. A posse don't mean nothing. It's just a title. Just a title. If you don't, if your heart not right, you don't know this word of God, you in big trouble. And in things, how things are happening now, we need to know as much as we can about the Lord because he on his way back. And we need to know as much as we can about the Lord. I'm telling you, you're getting ready to see a change in everything, gas, food, everything, doctor visits, just everything. You're getting ready to see you're already seeing a little change, but just wait. Food going to be so high, everything going to be out the roof, everything. But we still have to trust in the Lord. We have to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean mm-hmm. not to our own understanding. We it's some things we're not supposed to understand. But we give it to God and let God do it. That's what we have to do. Give it to God. Anyone else have any more comments or questions? I really wasn't going to come on today, but, you know, you cannot. I can't be with myself if I don't do what God called me to do. I got to get back to normal with God. I mean, that week of all the what I've done is good, was good. When we had the affirmation consecration service, but I missed the word of God. I missed studying, having Bible study, because I still study, but having Bible study with the women and men of God. And it's good. I always get something out of it. It's good and very good. Amen. So if there's no more questions, comments or anything, we only been on here 40 minutes. We have 20 more minutes if you want to stay on. If not, you know, we'll be right back here Thursday. I really didn't get a like I said, and everybody, there's still people traveling home. It's some haven't even went home yet from Michigan. They travel. They're getting ready to leave. And so that's why a lot of them not on here. But we do have at least 6 people on here that can say something. But I understand. And I know Prophetess Morton, I know you can't talk because you're on the train, but at least you're on the line. And I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But, it's so prevalent that we have to obey the Lord. And Joshua is just a prime example of how God shielded him and blessed him because he obeyed him. Because he would only go out when God tell him to go out and just didn't take up on his own self to go out. Because when he did, he lost. He lost so many people at one time. Joshua didn't take another chance like that. That's what we have to remember. When you do it without God, you lose. You can't do nothing on your own. You don't have that kind of knowledge and wisdom. And I wouldn't want to. If God, you got to move by his spirit, move by his power. But there's so much other things in this chapter, in these 2 chapters, that we just didn't get, like when they told, the Lord told Joshua to hoard, I think he said, what is that word? I think, he told Joshua to hoard, their horses, and burn their chariots with fire. That word hog means to tear the or cripple or burn or destroy the horses, the enemy's horses, rather than to capture them in their way. And then you had some Anakims, which were giants in the east, who had terrified the spies more than 40 years before. So they still had some of them living. They had to get rid of them too. God helped them fight them giants. You know, God is a good God. The enemy is not bigger than the Lord. He can't do nothing with God. They giants, if little old David killed Goliath, what can you expect for God to do? Yep, some of those were still around, and I think they were kings out of Anakim. forward and a camera. Wait a minute, y'all. I'm going to be saying the wrong stuff. Anakim is the giants living in the east who had terrified the spies more than 40 years before. And at that time came Joshua and cut off the Anakims. He cut them off. He cut the giants off. That's in chapter 11, verse 21. Now, little old Joshua cutting off a giant from the mountain, from the Hebron, from the Debar, and from Anab, and from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. Yep, it's, I mean, it's something. But this just goes to show you, you have to be obedient. And when we do what God tells us to do, God will do what we ask him to do. He says, if you and me and my word in you, you can ask anything that you will, and I'll do it for you. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses, and Joshua gave up, and Joshua... So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war. So they didn't fight no more in that land. The land rested from war.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a blessing. When you got God, what you can get done. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so important. Who can live without the Lord? I can. Who can be without him? I cannot. I can't. I don't want to be without him. I don't want to live without him. Not for a second. Not for a minute. I'm telling you, he's too important in my life. I wouldn't know what to do. I just wouldn't know what to do. So, you know, Prophets, I'm going to send you an email. I want you to text me your email address. I'm going to send you the Joshua and Ruth and Judges. I think I'm going to send you three of them, because we're going to, once we finish Joshua, we're going to go on to the next book. And then after that, to the next book. I'm going to send you all of them so you can go over them, because this is what we do. And we usually just discuss them after we finish doing the questions. We'll just discuss, but we kind of slow tonight because of what we just came out of and stuff, and a lot of them not on here tonight, but some of them are, and they're not saying anything, but it's okay, because I know they're tired. Like I said, some of them still on their way home, and one just texted me and said that they had just got there, just got off the train. So I thank God for traveling grace and mercy for them. But I didn't want to get behind any further. So we're going to, on Thursday night, and you'll have your papers in your email. On Thursday night, we will have 13 and 14. We'll be on chapters 13 and 14. And we'll go from there, and we'll just see what the Lord says. So I'm not going to hold everyone. I know you're still tired and everything, but Thursday night, we got to be ready. I know we haven't had a chance to do a lot, but we got to be ready Thursday night. So God bless you all. Well, I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to let you off of here tonight. I love you with the love of God, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to just cover them right now, God. And we thank you, God, for opening up our understanding of your word, God. We just thank you for being in the midst, Holy Spirit. We thank you for taking over, taking control on tonight. I ask you to just keep them covered, even as they traveling, getting back to their homes
right
and,
now,
and wherever they're going on tonight. Just protect them, Lord, and lead and guide them. I ask you to bless everyone on this line and protect them.
Yes,
in Jesus' name,
We pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So let it be.
Amen.
God bless you all. I love you. We're going to get ready to get off. You all have a good night. God bless you. Love
good
you.
Night, Apostle. Love you too.
Good night. Good night, Lord. Love
bye-bye.
You too.